Okay, so you may have heard the concern about whether pregnant women should get the COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC says yes, the vaccine should be available to pregnant women, but they should consult with their doctor first. While the World Health Organization initially said pregnant women should not get it unless they're at high risk, they've since agreed with the CDC. This confusion lies in the fact that pregnant women were not part of clinical trials for the vaccine. Currently, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, more than 20,000 pregnant women have already gotten it with no problems reported. To understand these somewhat conflicting messages between the WHO and the CDC, we called up Dr. Kjersti Aagaard, a maternal fetal medicine specialist at the Children's Hospital in Texas. She says, bottom line, there's no reason to think the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines are harmful to pregnant women.
There's not even underlying biology or scientific rationale why they would be unsafe.
But is this lack of data enough assurance that they're safe? To parse out this a little bit more, I asked Dr. Aagaard why she thinks the CDC and the WHO had taken different stances.
First of all, the absence of data does not equal the potential for risk. Absence of data is just absence of data. And because pregnant women weren't invited nor allowed to enroll in the trials, we don't have that data. To now say in the absence of data, we shouldn't offer this to all pregnant women, to me seems like double jeopardy for women who are at high risk of having greater hospitalizations and adverse outcomes if they acquire COVID-19.
And you're saying that just by virtue of being pregnant, they're at higher risk?
Correct. So pregnant women have about 5 times the risk of being hospitalized if they get COVID-19. They have 3 to 4 times the risk of requiring intensive care unit stays and life-saving measures, and they have a higher rate of death. This risk is further disproportionately experienced by women who are Black or Latino. So we have a disparity in risk of adverse outcomes and death by women just by virtue of them being pregnant, ignoring all other risk factors.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm also putting myself in a pregnant woman's shoes. You only have 9 months of gestation, and for some it might feel like a risk because there is no data around the potential effects of a vaccine on a pregnant woman. I mean, what are you hearing from your pregnant patients?
So the two things I'm hearing quite a bit about are first from pregnant women who received the vaccine, who are now kind of coming back in and saying, wait a minute, is there a risk? To which we say, there's none that we're aware of. And then we really spend some time kind of doing, you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy discussion about why we can't imagine that that risk would exist. And what I found with my patients is when we sit down and take the time to go through it step by step, they walk away reassured.
Well, we know that uncertainty can breed fear, which makes it very easy for misinformation to spread. Are you worried that pregnant women will hear this and hear these conflicting messages about the vaccine and what that could actually mean in really getting at this virus?
I think you're absolutely correct, and I think clearly it's going to have two effects. If we continue to confuse lack of data with presence of risk, so creating a sense of crisis where women must weigh risk and benefit is kind of a false discussion to have. The real discussion to have is what is the true benefit to receiving the vaccine and the science behind that.
That's Dr. Kjersti Aagaard, a maternal fetal specialist at the Texas Children's Hospital. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being willing to talk about it so that women can make the choices that will benefit them and their developing babies the best.